and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Taluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Juicy app.
Yeah.
Juicy app.
I wasn't expecting this to be such a, like, huge lore episode, because we kind of had, like, a little bit of one last time, but this was, like...
Read so many books.
So many books.
Just so many questions.
I know.
I need an eyeball necklace now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we got a quick look at Groom. Yeah.
Does he have an eye patch, or is it just, like, a gnarly scar?
He has an eye patch now.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You're going to steal that eye necklace from War?
I'm going to shit talk War. Like, you should have gone for the ears. You got to disrupt the hearing ability. All you did was ruin his depth perception. That doesn't change anything, but you change his hearing, and all of a sudden his balance is gone.
You got to get that wolf-headed cape.
Yeah.
Cloak, whatever the fuck it was.
I think that'll be pretty cool for you.
Add it to your hat collection.
I just got to keep shit talking War until he shows up, I guess.
Yeah, I thought it'd be... I've kind of with my set of gods, I want it to be like, okay, this is clearly D&D inspired, like Forgotten Realms inspired, so I just kind of swap some stuff around. So I think in Forgotten Realms it's Groomsh. Groomsh One Eye. So I thought, and I think in their original lore, Corallon, because I gender swapped Melora and Corallon to Corella and Melor. But I thought that'd be fun. But I think in the original Forgotten Realms lore, the elves and the orcs, they hate each other so much, is like those two gods hate each other, and she took his eye out at one point. But you know what? I thought it'd be fun to kind of show that, you know, and I think, like, typically you think of orcs as like war gods, sort of.
Yeah.
But so I thought it'd be cool to be like, oh yeah, like even stronger than him is the actual god of war.
A good win. I got him.
So yeah.
I'm doing a one-man crusade, and we haven't failed yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a lot of questions about these skeleton freaks.
Yeah, you like my Dredna and Borf?
Don't worry, once Tulu gets love in there.
Yeah. I am Borf.
Whole time, like, they're going to replace Dredna with Borf.
Oh, I had to.
He's going to force Ryan to Borf it up.
Yes. You guys always do that. You're always like, what if the roles were swapped and I forced it?
Yep. He's the god. He gets to do what he wants.
Yeah. Well, I do like the idea, because we're obviously, like, doing basically a whole campaign about making a god. I was like, all right, well, if you're going to be a death god, there's going to be creeps that are into
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So yeah, these are originally, yeah, like, we're followers of Thane, but this temple has been sealed for centuries. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if we'd get into it today, but we'll probably get into it next time about why they were sealed in here and what is going on with their wraps.
Taluga's
going to take care of them.
I figured Taluga's going to find
sort them out.
Yeah.
Whip them into shape.
I didn't care.
It was really funny seeing you guys doing that interaction without Taluga, because that's like such a Taluga situation.
I was like, fuck!
Like,
I wish I was there.
Restructuring a temple and figuring things out. I'm like, this is like got Taluga written all over it.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to come in and see the mess we've made.
Yeah.
Why'd you order pizzas for refugees?
God, the pizza was so stupid.
What, we're just going to eat pizzas in front of these people? They just lost their homes.
What was the fucking name I made up?
It's fucking 3 a.m. Who's eating pizza?
The name of the pizza place, that was like totally improv. And I was like, I'm never going to remember this.
Oh.
It was like Dirty Ron's.
Dirty Ron's Ronies. Yeah.
Rustling Ronies.
Right. Yeah, that was dumb. I love the idea of the Temple of Death, but we're having a pizza party.
Yeah, Tuga's just going to beat speed, up all death. Those people.
Yeah.
We're help people and need pizza people. Tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy wasn't around with a taco bag. We had to improvise.
Yeah, I mean, like, these creeps were really, like, expecting, like, the new God of Death to arrive and just do God of Death stuff. And you were like, I got some guys I need some beds. And where's my gold? Just wandering around.
You guys should have went. There's a perfectly good Taco Bell joke.
We had no taco plug.
You could just said I heard a...
a ding?
A ding in the distance.
Well, nobody else pizza's the hut.
I almost forgot that you guys...
Oh, you're delicious.
Like, told everyone in the apartment building, like, you guys are going to crash with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To all 21.
I'm a god of the people.
You really are.
Totally honest. Their apartment building wouldn't have gotten destroyed without us showing up.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, Merlin may have been the one to actually crush it, but...
Yeah.
I tried to save it.
I know,
you
right?
I mean, you saved it long enough.
So yeah, that was I didn't know what that episode was going to be like, but that was a pretty interesting seeing you guys kind of separated doing your own little things.
Dude, we really packed in a lot in that one
for a rough time.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like a lot, but really it was just like Temple of Death, library, and then
lore.
Drugs.
You did really good at our mini game here.
Yeah.
You barely had to do any drugs.
Yeah. So,
I took them all at the end. What are you talking about? So I could get those two books.
There was one thing where if you had rolled a one on the D4, you would have gotten incomplete manuscripts. So it would have been books that of like gods that
scattered
have like
pages and stuff.
Either gods that were killed, so their names like weren't in the book anymore, or just stuff that like didn't make any sense. Like these are like gods that are like aren't around anymore. They're just followers.
God of left. Pottery.
Yeah, like, right, exactly. Those kind of like minor gods are sort of like gone on Aeona.
It'd be funny if Tuluga found them all and just started making hobbies.
Yeah.
All of a sudden a follower of all these minor gods.
Well, these minor gods, they just like didn't survive after the machine war. Like there weren't enough followers left to keep them alive. And yeah, like a lot of the like domain of life where like a lot of the like creation gods came from, some of them just like their peoples are gone. So they don't have any power anymore.
Damn.
But yeah, also if you'd rolled a one on that, there was a one of the books was a mimic, so you'd have had to fight like a little book mimic if you rolled bad enough.
Man, I would have loved that.
So I mean, we can look at what its stat block would have been just for funsies.
It would have been a new pet.
That was another part. I was like, I can make it too cute.
When is cuteness? I adopted a brick with an eyeball, and
so right. I had a stat block for a map.
Several
mimic.
Hundred spiders.
Mostly I was going to use this thing. It had like a challenge rating, like quarter. So it wouldn't have been hard or anything, but it had a thing I thought was funny called constrict face, where it would have jumped on your face and
like a
tried.
Face hugger.
Yeah, exactly. And it would have tried to, it would have been blind and indefinite. It would have tried to suffocate you. but yeah, unfortunately,
God,
you know, you rolled real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to add that little drug in my online Spelljammer campaign from a couple years ago. We had a drug called Arcane.
Yep.
Where you would I just like the idea of having magic drugs in a game. It's just funny to be like, all right, I gotta roll on a weird table and now I get extra magic stuff for one turn. Hope I don't blow up. Like that kind of stuff I like a lot. I will tell you, when you activate that once a day thing,
the exhaustion fully sets in. Right?
The exhaustion will fully set in, but it's mostly also you will have to roll on the wild magic table because it is a surge of unfiltered magic.
Really shouldn't have told me that.
Because he's doing that first attack.
Yeah. He's going to show up to the temple and use it on Jeremy.
No.
Fuck
no,
you, Carl. Jeremy!
We're going to do it on
Carl's the one that Borf hates.
Borf hates Carl.
Yeah, Borf does hate Carl.
I don't know.
I wrote down in my notes that Carl is Jeremy's assistant.
Why don't we just fire these guys?
They're doing it all right. Is Jeremy passing out those pamphlets?
We're not firing Borf. I love Borf. I think getting rid of Borf.
I think once we compare notes with what's going on, we might want to just kill them all.
Except Borf.
If we can convert Borf.
Borf!
Yeah, I wanted like a little scarab guy. That'd be fun.
Yep.
A little scarab fella. I like putting like different kinds of Thrycreen in the world, just like as the different variants of.
I was half expecting him to skitter up on the wall and just be like, I'll be your voice.
I honestly thought he was, without me looking, going to skitter onto my back.
No, I don't want Borf to die. You would have shot him immediately.
Oh, I would 100%.
I thought you were going to shoot the spider.
Poor Adra.
Yeah, Adra the little spider.
No, I didn't want to shoot the spider for the whole idea of I'm still freaked out by spiders. I'm not like killing spiders at this point unless they're hostile. It's more of like it's like I'm showing the somewhat I'm okay with them but still freaked out because I talked to Luga and it's nothing at this point.
Yeah, it's really we gotta numb them to it. Back to
we gotta
Luga.
Numb
You know, it was really fun getting to like hide lore behind skill checks. It was like. I like the idea of being like, gotta find a book, flip through the pages, investigate. But yeah, finally get to actually meet the Prince of the Red Wastes. Man, you were such a little shit to him. That was so funny. It was so fun playing a like all powerful evil death god who's just like, my nephew is so annoying.
He's just,
I don't care about you, whatever you're doing. Like, you just
shut up, old man.
Yeah.
You're lame.
It's one of those things where I don't trust him. Now I don't trust. I never really fully trusted the man in black, but now it's like I don't trust them either equally.
Yep.
And now I got to talk to Toluga.
Yeah. About this void.
Yeah, I love the idea of you being. Mark was like, "Wait a minute, how can a void be in a thing?"
So funny. Not only that, this sounds awfully familiar to Zolving.
What?
Yeah.
Show up.
What?
Like right when you said everything, I looked right at Mark.
Take over everything.
What?
Oh no, Freezer is.
We'll see.
If you don't give me backstories, then I get to weave them together in whatever weird way I want. So
that's true.
I'm two, and I have no backstory.
You came from the moon, and then even further.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Dripping palace.
Ah. You humble sous.
See, you only remember your two. You could be older.
No, he's two. My baby boy.
Two.
Unless Mark has been hiding deep lore from me.
Well, no, the whole thing is he could have lost his memory before he crash landed onto.
I bonked my head on the moon.
Yeah.
Find out I'm taking care of a 45-year-old man.
I just love pizza.
Klebnor immediately grows a mustache.
Oh, my sciatica.
So stupid. That was a big lore sode.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I have been like having a little bit of trouble finding where to put combat encounters in this one because
it's a lot of learning.
Will
you put us in a book nerd city?
Yeah.
I've needed one for fucking God knows how many sessions.
I know. Well, it's like Toluga, like you've had all these questions that you just needed a place to like actually research for once. But yeah, it seems like a lot of your suspicions have been pretty on the nose so far.
How many exhaustion points till it's like bad?
I think you die at 5.
What happens?
It's either 5 or 6.
What happens at 3?
So one,
you're already at disadvantage on your rolls,
on your ability checks, not attack rolls. Okay. So we're clear. Two levels of exhaustion, attack rolls will go out, and then I think 3, you lose movement. I want to say that slows you down a little bit.
You're mad slow.
I gotta read though is the issue.
I'm trying to pull it up.
I always love when characters will make the role play choice to be like, I'm going to skip sleeping, even though it's going to fuck me because it makes more sense in the story if I don't go to bed.
So level 1 is disadvantage on ability checks. 2 is speed is halved. 3 is disadvantage on attacks and saving throws. Okay. 4 is your hit point max is halved. 5 is your speed is reduced to 0 and 6 is death.
Oh, so I could definitely do 2.
You could.
I'm definitely going to do 2.
He's pulling 2 all-nighters.
What do you have for hit points right now?
32.
Okay.
That's a question.
Let me see how many short rests
do I have. Freaks in the Death Temple, they probably got some potions.
They don't.
They got all the money in the world for them.
No,
they
want
you,
clerics.
They want to die.
They're clerics. They probably have like...
They have healing ability.
They got heals.
Yeah. If you want to go and ask Borf for a healing word, he probably could. But yeah, we also saw that Myra woke you up and is going to need an escort over to the Fire Temple because she is, again, 8 years old. So
her people never showed, huh?
I think I was actually listening back when we were doing the edits and you guys were supposed to send someone from the Fire Temple to go pick her up, but forgot about it. But they were also,
I couldn't remember.
Wicked drunk when you found them. So probably wouldn't have been better to send drunk kobolds after her.
What was his name? Swole Joel, then Swole Noel?
Noel,
the Swobold.
Yeah, he was, he picked up Theo and then passed out.
Immediately. Yeah. Yeah, it was also, it's interesting how like the last couple sessions have gone because so much of it is because you guys have like been really like lasered in and not taking a rest. I think this is the longest you guys have gone without a long rest. It's been like 4 sessions or something crazy.
Yeah.
Like this is the end of the day of the bone wave. Like on
death's door.
Yeah.
And I assume I take a exhaustion point, right?
Theo, you chose not to sleep. So unfortunately an exhaustion point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, you're good to go. You just slept as a bed waiting for Theo to get back, and he never did.
On top of skeletons.
I will let you, if you can find it in the next session of time, you can take like a short rest if you want, kind of get some of those skills back, maybe some hit dice. But tired sesh for our next one, it looks like. What are you guys planning for the next one? What's everyone's?
I got questions.
What's everyone's mind here?
I got to talk to Toluga.
I got to talk to Theo.
Yeah.
I got to talk to the formerly dark voiced Dredna.
We also got to find somewhere secretive to talk. So I might take him to Phaedra, like a, after we stop by the fire temple.
Okay. Dude, well, I figured you were going to stop by the fire temple before you got to us.
Drop off Myra?
Yeah.
It's on the way.
I assumed.
Well, no, because I want to talk to her. And Phaedra is a divination, so it would be useful to her to hear this. And we got to talk about the spider pact I made.
Yeah.
Because you won't see my new eyes until I actually use them.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's just that choice to make the eyes little and stupid.
Underneath
like that
is so much worse than if they were on top.
Yeah. It's so funny.
The way I'm saying is the more I made a pact with a spider demon, now I got a pair of beady spider eyes.
Yeah, but the fact that they're underneath your regular eyes and not on top is disgusting.
Why would they be on top?
You ever see a spider? They got like
then it would be up here and I'd have to read with my head down.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
You could have put them where your eyebrows would be, but you're a fish.
Is it Jujutsu Kaisen where they have like a little like eye underneath that kind of opens up?
Oh, I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. That's what I was kind of picturing, but beadier and dumber.
I just imagined like literal circle spider eyes. Just weep,
boop. Gross. And like then, two little scales flip up and then there's gross little eyes.
And they're like the eyebrows so I can wiggle.
I hate them.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think, like, what did we really learn from the Prince of the Red Wastes? Mostly that he just didn't like you.
Yeah.
Well, we learned that
we learned that
the Celestial Pill,
the Black Blade, is here.
Yeah.
That was the big one.
Yeah. And that was also a construct of Krizik.
There was a couple ways to figure out that the blade was in Bod Kali. I just wasn't sure which one you guys would get to first. But skipping right to talk to the Prince and the Red Waves was a cool way to do it.
Now we also don't trust Mansa.
But at the same time, who dropped off the Black Blade? Urshan.
But he could have dropped it off to hold for...
And then just beat feet back to the capital? I guess they were training everybody back to the capital.
I mean, again, the last time anyone has seen that blade was, 20 years ago at this point, right?
Well, would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, he could have dropped it off and then been like, an Avatar Krizik might get it. Who knows? I don't.
Yeah, I mean, they got a temple there, so I assume when they were marching their way back
Whoever was in charge, perhaps.
Yeah, they probably put it there for safekeeping, not to bring it back to their... Home base, because if people went to their home base, it wouldn't be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll also say, like, Bod Kali is a particularly safe place to store a weapon like that.
Everything's hidden.
Because it's hidden, and the Prince of the Red Ways can't get to it. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he would love to have that blade.
Yeah.
So, it is obviously probably the most dangerous weapon on Iona. There are interesting rules with it that we haven't gotten to yet story-wise that kind of will explain certain things in the past, but we just haven't really... Once it comes more into play, I'll kind of get more into how the mechanics of this thing work. But yeah, like if a god is slain with this blade, it takes their name out of history. So we got to see like little touches of that in the temple with the mother's face being kind of like almost shorn away by like magical erosion. But yeah, and I think also, I don't know if this is like giving anything away, but Teluga also, because he was going through all these manuscripts with names missing, it's very possible that like there are gods that the world's forgotten about that Krizik killed in the interim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been 700 years where he's been pretty much the dominant religion, and every century he's gotten stronger and stronger as there's less and less gods to worship. So that also may be a thing that might come into play here. But yeah, you guys did a whole lot of book learning on this sode. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of lore.
Has kindness of cots and pizza converted anybody?
You know what? Straight up 20 new followers. How about that? I didn't have the roll for it.
1450s.
I mean, that's how many people we saved.
Yeah, we saved 20 people.
Well, 21, but the cat got eaten.
All right, Mark. I think we probably been through all we really can on this one. You want to take us out? We'll get rid of the next sode.
Yeah. Stop saying sode.
I like sode. I've been using it. I like it.
I hate it. We're going to go order some za and listen to the new sode. Fuck you. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for listening to Dicey Situations After Show. Situational awareness. Too many words are being said right now. Do your thing that I always tell you to do. Rate, review, subscribe. Bury a mouse. Looking at you. Just kidding. We're not looking at you because you already do it. We love you. Anyways, we got books. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.